listening to WCNO Palm City. My word
is a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God who was slain. It's really a pleasure to be back here this evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in Psalm 119, and we are going to look at Mem this week. Mem, which is the 13th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And we are going to be looking at verses 97 through 104. 97 through 104. And as you see, we are in the series of Psalm 119. And Psalm 119 is an acrostic psalm, which means it's a poem or other composition in which initial or other letters taken in order form a word or a phrase. And we see, people of God, when we look on this psalm, we see each stanza, we see a letter of the Hebrew alphabet heads each stanza. So we see the Hebrew alphabet has 22 letters. And we see, people of God, this psalm has 176 verses. That means every 8 verse is headed by a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So we see, we have to understand what God is saying to us this season. This psalm is a psalm that will help us to get back to the Word of God. For this psalm is all about the Word of God. We see nearly every verse of this psalm contains one of 8 words for God's revelation. So we see the exceptions are only Psalm 90, Psalm 119, verse 90, verse 121, verse 122, and verse 132. You can look in your Bible and look on these words. They do not have a word for God's revelation. Only these 4 verses out of 176. So people of God, God is speaking to us this evening. And we see, we will see letters like word, law, testimony, way, precept, statute, commandment, judgment. All these words denote God's revelation to his people. So we see God is speaking to us through this word. So this week we're going to be looking at Mem, the 13th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And we see this letter represents water. So we are going to look at verses 97 through 104. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word to us. We thank you for what you're saying to us in this season. We thank you, O God, that faith comes by hearing, hearing by your word. O God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, mighty God, that you'll open our understanding. Help us to come to know you through these words. And when we know you, O God, we will cleave to you and we will walk in your ways. Father God Almighty, if we do not get understanding from your word, O God, we cannot live it. So we pray today in the name of Jesus that you will give us understanding of this psalm so that we can live according to your word. Father God, it's about your word. So we pray today in the name of Jesus, we will hold firmly to your word. And we, oh God, will allow the water of the word to wash us so that we can be clean, oh God, and go forth in power to do your will. Father, we thank you, oh God, for your word to us. We thank you for what you're doing in this season. We thank you for transforming us by renewing our minds. And we thank you, O God, for your grace and mercy allocated to us today. So we praise you. We thank you for your blessed Holy Spirit who lives with us and in us and who guides us into all truth. We thank you that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we bless your name forever. We give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray and we say amen. Amen. This week we are going to be looking, as I said before, on the 13th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is Mem, and it heads these 8 verses, verses 97 through 104, and we have to understand what God is saying to us through this word. So we see Mem, it means water. This represents water, the water of wisdom and knowledge of the word of God. The water of wisdom and knowledge of the word of God. So people of God, we have to understand, even as Psalm 119:9 says, how can a young man cleanse his ways? But by taking heed to the word of God. So we have to understand, when we start to take heed, pay attention to what God is saying and obey what he's saying, then people of God, we are washed. The water of the word has washed us. But when we are walking in disobedience, we are not washed. So we need to allow God to wash us with the water of his word as we continue in these verses. So we see this water is the waters of wisdom and knowledge of the word of God. So we need to have wisdom and knowledge in the word of God. So we are going to look in Psalm 119 verse 97. Psalm 119 verse 97. The word said, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." The psalmist said, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." What is the psalmist saying? "Oh, how I delight in your word." Do you take delight in the word? Do you take delight in God's word? The psalmist said, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." So we need to take delight in the word of God. "Oh, how I delight in your word." Can we say that? "Lord, I delight in your word. I meditate on it all the day." Do we delight in God's word? Do we meditate on the word day and night? Do we meditate on the word as the Lord said to Joshua, "Meditate on this word day and night. It shall not depart from your mouth." We want to meditate on God's word day and night. So when we respond in situation, we will be responding according to the word of God. So we want to take delight in God's word and continue to meditate, continue to ponder, continue to consider, continue to muse on the word of God day and night. I meditate on it all the day. Look on verse 98 of Psalm 119. "You through your commandments make me wiser than my enemies." You through your commandments make me wiser than my enemies. "For they are ever with me." People of God, we always will have enemies. For those who oppose Christ is our enemy. So we have to understand, those who oppose Christ is our enemy. If we are true followers of Christ, we are going to have many, many enemies. The psalmist said, "You through your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me." We are going to have enemies all the days of our lives. Don't think that we are not going to have no enemies. Yes, we are going to have enemies. The psalmist says, "They are ever with me." So we have to understand, people of God, that we will have enemies. For those who are in opposition to Christ is our enemy. So we have to understand, as the word said in verse 98, "You through your commandments have given me more insight than mine enemies." You make me wiser than my enemies. I have more insight than them. "For they are always present." They are always here. So the word of God tells us in Proverbs 22:3, he said, "A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself." So your word made me wiser than my enemies, oh God. So the word said, "A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself." But the simple pass on and are punished. When we are not in the word, people of God, when we do not allow the word to wash us, when we do not hearken to the word of God, when we do not pay attention and obey the word of God, we see, people of God, we become simple. The simple pass on and they receive the punishment. But we have to understand God's word. When we are prudent, we have foresight, we have insight, and we see evil before it approaches, and we hide ourselves. But the simple pass on. The simple continue on. Because they are not seeing anything. For the word of God, people of God, is our vision. The word of God illuminates the path for us. So we will not pass on. We will hide ourselves. But the simple who do not know the word of God pass on and are punished. So we have to understand the importance of God's word and know that God is calling us to his word, to know his word and to live by it, to feed on it and to continue to meditate on it day and night. We see, people of God, in verse 99, it said, "I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation." I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I have more understanding. I have more revelation knowledge than my teachers. I have more revelation than my teacher. Because why? Because I meditate upon your word. I am a man, the psalmist is saying, who meditates on your word. And because of that, I get more revelation even than those who are teaching me. So people of God, when we continue to meditate upon God's word, he will bring forth revelation to us. He will see our desire, our need to know more about him. And he will bring forth that revelation knowledge that we can say like the psalmist, I have more revelation than even my teachers. So we have to understand, people of God, God is calling us to feed on his word. He's calling us up higher. He's calling us to a place of meditating upon his words. The psalmist says, your testimonies are my meditation. I meditate upon your word. Day and night meditation, they are my meditation. So all the time, I'm musing on your word. I'm pondering your word. And because of that, God will give us more revelation into his word. We will become even wiser than our teachers. We will have more understanding than our teachers. Look on verse 100 of Psalm 119. Verse 100. I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. I understand. I have more understanding than the aged. And people of God, we look at the aged as those that are experienced and knowledgeable. But the psalmist said, I have more understanding than the aged person because I observe to follow your rules. I am obedient to your will, Jesus. And because of that, I have more understanding than those that are aged. Those that we expect to have more wisdom and experience, I have more understanding than them because I have been observing to live by your words. So we have to understand, the psalmist said, because I observe to follow your rules. I observe to be obedient to your will, people of God. So we understand the waters of wisdom and knowledge of the word of God. We need the word of God inside of us so that we can walk in obedience to God's will. And we are going to see, people of God, that we have more understanding, even more than the age, because we have purpose in our hearts to obey God's rules. Look on Psalm 119, 101. I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word. I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word. What is the psalmist saying? I have restrained myself from doing any wicked deeds. I have restrained myself from doing any wicked deeds. My hands are clean, people of God. I have restrained myself from doing any wicked deeds so that I might obey your word. This is how I'm going to be obedient when I'm walking with purity of heart, when I'm being washed by your word. The word of God said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The word has come to wash us and make us clean, people of God. But we have to be willing to be washed. We need the word to wash us, to transform us, so that our lives will be changed. It will be evident to those around us that there is a change. It must be evident, children of God. So we need to be washed by the water of the word so that we can restrain ourselves from doing evil. For the word of God tells us, as Paul said in Romans 7, when I want to do good, evil presents itself, and evil overcomes him when he was trying in human effort to please God. But people of God, when we are spirit-led, the Spirit of God will show us the way and will tell us when we are going off track. He will tell us when we are going off track. He will restrain us from doing wicked deeds so that we may obey God's word. So people of God, we have to come to that place of understanding that God is calling us back to his word. and to allow the water of the word to wash us. How can a young man cleanse his ways? Many of us are immature in our behavior because we have been disobedient to the word of God. But God is calling the church to maturity. And we cannot be mature unless we allow the word to wash us. How can a young man cleanse his ways? But by taking heed to the word of God. The mem represents water, the water of wisdom and knowledge of the word of God. So we must have the word in our hearts, people of God, so that our hearts will remain pure. If the word is in our hearts are pure. Because the word is pure. We have to understand, people of God, God is calling us to allow the purity of the word to transform us so that we can be like Jesus Christ. His purpose for us is to be conformed to the image of his son. The word of God said in Psalm 119:11, thy word have I hid in my heart so that I will not sin against you. Thy word I've hidden in my heart. Thy word has taken root in my heart, so I will not sin against my God. I will not do any evil things, no wicked deeds will I do, because the word is in my heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I will not sin against you. I will obey your word. So we have to come to understand, people of God, when the word is inside of us, we will walk in obedience to the will of God. Look at Psalm 119:102. I have not departed from your judgment, for you yourself have taught me. I have not departed from your judgment, for you yourself have taught me. I have not turned from your justice. I have not turned from your righteous ways, because you are my teacher. When God teaches us, people of God, we are well taught. When God teaches us, we will learn, for he is the master teacher. So we have to understand, people of God, as the word of God tells us in John 14:26, that when the Comforter comes, he is going to guide us. John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. So the psalmist said, I have not turned from your justice, from your righteousness, from your path. Because what? You are my teacher. When God is our teacher, people of God, the word of God tells us the Holy Ghost will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. This was Jesus speaking. The Holy Spirit is coming and he has come. He's with us and in us. And he will be our teacher. He will be our teacher. He will teach us the word. He's the author. So he is the one that is equipped and qualified to teach us the word. The psalmist said, I've not turned from your justice. I've not turned from your righteousness. I've not turned from your word, because you are my teacher. People of God, we need the Holy Spirit to teach us. We have been running and going through commentaries after commentaries. And all these are mere men who come up with their own opinion. But we need the Holy Ghost to teach us. The Blessed Comforter is here with us. And he will guide us into all truth. He will teach us all Jesus wants us to know. He's willing to teach us. Are we willing to learn? Or do we want to learn from men? Let us turn to God and say, God, I do not know much. But I know you know everything. You are the master teacher. Teach me your words. Give me revelation, knowledge, so I can walk in your will. And people of God, he will teach us his word. So we will not turn from him. Troubles will come, but we will hold firmly to him because we have been taught by the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost, children of God. We need the Holy Spirit to teach us the word of God. Look at verse 103. He said, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. People of God, God's words are sweet. How sweet are your words to me? Yes, they are sweeter than honey to my taste. People of God, the word of God is sweeter than honey. Have you ever tasted honey? We cannot describe the sweetness of honey. It's so sweet, people of God. We cannot describe the sweetness of honey, but we know honey is sweet. So the psalmist said, the word of God is sweeter than honey. It is sweeter than honey to my taste. So people of God, there's not word enough to describe how sweet the word of God is. The word of God tells us in Psalm 19:10, the word of God is more to be desired than gold. Yes, than much fine gold. It's more to be desired than refined gold. The word of God is more to be desired than all the riches and treasures of this earth. The word of God is sweeter also, the psalmist said in Psalm 19, verse 10. Yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey. So we see here again, it's mentioned here that the word is sweeter than honey. And the honeycomb. Have you ever had the honeycomb? It is sweeter than the natural, than the raw honey. We understand the honeycomb, people of God, is that raw honey that comes directly from the bee. It's so sweet, sweeter than the refined honey. So we have to understand, people of God. The psalmist said the word of God is sweeter than even the honeycomb. People of God, we have to understand how sweet the word is. So let us dig deep into God's word. Let us continue to feed on God's word. Let us continue to allow God's word to reform us and to reshape us. Let us continue to have an appetite for the word of God. Let us ask the Lord Jesus to stir up in us and to create in us that appetite for the word. For the word of God said, if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. And we want to eat the sweetness of this word. We want to eat and digest the word. And we want that word to reform us, to reshape us, to transform us, and help us to conform to the image of God's Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Look, and verse 104, the last verse in this stanza, verse 104 of Psalm 119. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Through your precepts, by obeying your words, by obeying your rules, I gain understanding. And because of that I hate every wrong deed, every false ways. I hate it because I know the word of God. I know it's in opposition. Every wrong way is in opposition to the word of God. For the word of God is truth. So people of God, when we learn the truth of God's word, we are going to hate every false way. We are going to hate what is not right. We are going to love the things that God loves and hates the things that God hates. God hates sin. And we are going to hate sin also because we are now walking in obedience to God's word. We have gained understanding. And so because of that, we hate every false ways. Every ways that are not right. We hate it. So we know, people of God, have come to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. We now have the mind of Christ. So we hate every false ways. Our attitudes are now right. Our habits are right because we are adhering to the word of God. We have allowed the word to wash us. We have allowed the word to cleanse us. We are now paying attention to God's word and walking in obedience to the word of God. We now have knowledge of the word. The word has now been given entrance in our hearts, people of God, so that we can walk in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. The waters of the wisdom and knowledge of God's word has made us wiser than even our teachers. I have more understanding than my teachers, the psalmist saying. For their testimonies is what I meditate on. What are you meditating on? What are you feeding on? Do you feed on the word of God? Or are you feeding on everything else except the word? God is saying to us this evening, feed on my word, obey my word, understand my word, and you also will hate every wrong deed. They will call you holier than thou. They will call you all sort of name. But because you have been obeying the word of God, you hate every wrong deed. You hate every false ways. So we have to come to that place of understanding, people of God, as we continue to feed on the word, as we continue to study the word, as we continue to be more like Jesus, we will hate the things that are not godly. Things that are not of God, we will not adhere to it. But we will love the things of God and continue to feed on his word and become more like Jesus every day. So God is calling us to be washed. Washed by the word of God. And we can cry out like the psalmist, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. We need to be washed with the water of the word. And we need to go forth paying attention to what God is saying in this season and obeying God's word and walking in the light of God's word, walking with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, walking as children of light. Our steps are ordered each day by the word of God, and sin will not have dominion over us. We will walk, people of God, with our hands clean, with our hearts purified by the word of God. So we as God's people need to understand that we need to obey the rules of God, and we need to gain understanding on the things of God so that we can hate every false ways. God bless you here this evening. Continue to feed on God's word. Continue to meditate on the word day and night. Continue to observe, to do what the word says. Continue to make your way prosperous and continue to have that good success that comes only from Christ Jesus. God bless you all and continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is calling us up higher. He's calling us to a height in him that only his word can take us there. So feed on God's word, live by his word, and continue to proclaim the word wherever you go. God bless you all this evening. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for this evening. We thank you for your word to us. We thank you, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, for the wisdom of your word. We thank you, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, for your Holy Spirit who guides us into all truth and bring to our memory your word that you have given us. So, Lord, we pray today in the name of Jesus, we will continue to use your word. We will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. We will continue to walk in purity of heart because your word has washed us and make us clean. Thank you today, O God, that we will hide your words in our hearts, that we will not sin against you. We bless you. We honor you. We give you glory. We thank you for all those that are listening. Thank you for those that are saved, O God, that they will grow in grace and knowledge of you. Those that are not yet saved, they will come to know you as Lord and Savior. So we place them all in your hands. Have your mercy, we pray. Breathe upon us all on this platform. And let your perfect will be done as we continue to look to you and give you thanks. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. And we say amen and amen. Blessings to all. In the Lord is
thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.